Must be so cool to be a kid around the holidays. You can ask for anything you want.
I was thinking the same thing, right? When you hand a kid like a magazine or a flyer or whatever, and you're like, all right, show me what you want. And then they hand it back to you and everything is circled.
Oh, yeah.
It's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're an adult, you look at it, you're like, oh, yeah, you know what? I think I can do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we can do some of that.
And when you're a grown up, you can't ask for what you really want for mm-hmm. Christmas because, you know, you're an adult and it puts a lot of pressure on people.
Right.
And it's things that you really want are usually really expensive and you know that you can't afford it and you don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go on an African safari. I saw a diamond necklace in the Bloomingdale's catalog that was like $6,000, and I was like, I really like it.
Looked at it with a far-off gaze.
Yeah.
Right. You were like, imagine if they handed that to me and then took me to the airport immediately and told me we were going on a safari.
It's not how it works when you're a grown-up.
What an incredible day that would be. I would love a surprise vacation, but I'm so anal that if I got to the airport and I'd be like, but where are our seats? And where are we staying? And are you sure? And then I'd be in my phone and being like, I'd be impossible for that.
I would immediately start being like, how much did this cost? You know, we have a lot of bills coming up. There's a lot of things that we have to pay for.
I've been asking for a helicopter for years. Nobody's given that to me.
No.
So I just feel like you can't ask anybody for that.
Yeah. But imagine that you could ask for what you really wanted for the holidays. What would be the thing that you would ask for, even though you know you can't? 1-800-330-9999. Robin.
I can't ask to bring back the people I love and miss.
Right, because if you ask somebody you love to bring back somebody that's dead, it's going to be really awkward. Of course you can't ask for that.
What?
You can want that in your heart and in your dreams, but you can't like put that on a Christmas list.
Well, I mean, what?
Exactly.
Can I get you a phone number?
Right.
Can I refer you to somebody? I want to help. I do.
That's all I want.
I mean,
and I can't ask for it.
I mean, I get that it can be sad, but what you're talking about is voodoo or zombies. Okay.
What do you want for Christmas? I want you to wake the dead.
Yeah.
Going to be really tough.
I do.
Is there a coupon for that?
Bring back my Uncle Jimmy. He passed away in 87. I miss him.
You guys.
He got me an Atari. I love that guy.
Does Amazon have Prime on that? Can I have that in 2 days?
Oh my gosh. This is terrible.
I would if I could.
I can't even believe this.
I know. All right. Thank you for the call. Rob, what's the one gift you can't ask for?
I can't ask for a massage. My girlfriend has very small hands and she's not very strong. So it's more annoying and just tapping on my back.
Yeah.
But if I ask for like a real massage, she's like, what? I don't need some other girl touching you and all this other stuff. So it's miserable.
That's a catch-22 right there. Yep.
It does stink when your partner can't give a good massage.
Oh, I pretend like I give the worst massages so Paul doesn't ask for them.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like how lazy? What?
Because it's like forever. Like if I'm going to give you a massage, you have like 60 seconds.
Right.
If you think I'm going to, like, up for an hour, like,
right.
Get out of here. Like, I got nothing better to do than stand here and just, like, rub your shoulders.
You know what? The massage thing is so creepy, too. They feel magical when you're ready for them. But to me, it's always so unexpected because if I had to plan for a massage, guaranteed I'm canceling before it happens.
Oh, I love a massage. Like a real massage?
Oh, it's just awkward, though.
No, it's not. You don't go to the right masseuses.
I guess.
If I could go for a massage every single week of my life, I 100% would. Oh, gosh, that sleep is fantastic.
You're really after, like, anesthesia. That's, I think, what you want.
1-800-330-9999. What's the one gift you really want to ask for? But you can't because you're a grown-up. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Being a grown-up is hard. Especially around the holidays when people are always like, what do you want for Christmas? Because you can't tell them what you really want. Either it's too expensive, there's no way they're able to get it for you.
Or it's private.
Right.
It's one of those things that you're just like, I really want that, but I can't say that to anybody.
If you could ask for anything for Christmas, what would it be? 1-800-330-9999. Rita.
I can't ask my mom for Botox and fillers because then she'll lecture me about Botox and fillers.
Correct.
You're so beautiful already. Why do you want to do that to your face? I don't understand.
Absolutely.
You have your father's lips. What, you don't like your father's lips? You hear that?
You sound just like her.
She doesn't like your lip.
You're just so beautiful. I don't understand.
So nice. Why do you want to do that to your face?
Chris, what's the thing you really want for Christmas but you can't ask for it?
I really want one of those, like, all decked out video game chairs, like the ones with, like, the speakers in the head. It's got, like, a little footrest for you that flips out as well. But my wife is so against me playing video games. Like, she says it's unproductive that I can spend time with her, that, like, asking her for another thing for my video game setup is just, like, out of the question.
I mean, you do sound like a grown man. So I'm guessing that you must have like a separate video game room because the chair is always like neon green or red and black, too. I mean, it's not exactly fitting with the decor that's in the living room.
Oh, yeah. I got my own man den. My bear's den.
I didn't realize this was such a thing. There's like all these websites that are like best gaming chairs.
Oh, my God. They have them now. They're up to like $7,000 or $10,000. They have ones that move with like hydraulics and stuff. I'm pretty sure they have them that they have fans on them, so that if there's the wind in the video game, the fans turn on.
That's crazy.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had one of those chairs, I would never leave my house.
Good.
I'd probably be wearing a diaper right now.
Great. Barry, what can't you ask for Christmas?
You cannot ask your friends to help you move.
Well, as a Christmas present, probably not.
As any gift. But I did it 1 year. I said, listen, guys, don't get me anything. Like, normally people get me booze and whatever. I said, just can you guys help me move out of my apartment? And they were like, yeah, here's your whiskey.
What a terrible time to move, right? Somebody that works for me actually does some stuff for me. And they're moving like the week of Christmas.
I
just thought that was so sad. And I was like,
why?
You have a family, right? I was like so upset for them. And they were like, yeah, man, my lease is just up. And I was like, I just felt like they were being divorced or dumped or banished or something, right? I mean, who has to move at Christmas?
Well, it's a good time because you have time off. So if that's like convenient, like if it's a happy move.
That's exactly right.
Right. If it's like
that's exactly right.
Yeah. So if it's a happy move and people and you're excited about it, then why not? I would think that it's a good time to move.
Maybe I'm just too old. I'm never going to be excited about a move again in my life.
You know what makes me sad this year? Knowing that we're going to be selling our house soon and that this is the last Christmas in our house.
Oh,
that
so
makes
sad.
Me sad.
Yeah.
Until I get to the new house, and I'm like, what old house? That one didn't even exist.
Look at all the storage I have here.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you like to go check out my walk-in pantry?
Do I have a garage?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. This is crazy.
I don't have to share a bathroom with seven other people?
Everybody gets their own bedroom.